This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting set for our training camp plan. We think some fun ideas we've got for training camp, some things we're looking forward to doing this fall as well that are involve you guys. And so just getting things set up for another football season here on Cody and Gold. While that was going on the night before, the Kansas City Chiefs put out a release to the Kansas legislature, and I guess it was a joint kind of letter with the legislature, which was about the extension of the star bonds. Now, that in its own right is not surprising. We thought that they would likely extend the star bonds
past
June 30th. But it was a formal request. The fact that it's been extended till the end of 2025, the Chiefs seeking that extension. And I'm not going to read you the full statement. All right. I'm not going to bore you with that. You can read the full statement if you would like. But basically, in the letter, Mark Donovan, Chiefs team president, wrote, quote, "We are excited about the potential for this project, which would represent the largest economic development initiative in the state's history. Just as important, the presence of an NFL franchise in Kansas will serve as a powerful engine for immediate and long-term growth, driving national attention, sustained tourism, and billions more in private development across the state." This does not mean that they are going to Kansas. It just keeps their options, you know, open at this point in time, which is now, it sounds like, till the end of the year. So has the deadline for the Chiefs been pushed back? Yeah, it's been pushed back. I think this gives them an opportunity. If they want to pursue the renovation and it requires a November ballot, this gives them a fallback plan. That's one way to look at it. That, hey, oh, if things went south in November, if in fact they pursue that avenue, then, well, you know, you have maybe Kansas's star bond package still, and you could just accept that at the end of the year. The other part is still, like, maybe they haven't made up their decision, truly, and that they are waiting, and there's no reason to close the door on it yet until you know 100% that this is the option that you want to take.
Make no mistake about this. This is a threat, and for I sure am about 99% sure that the ad campaign from the Chiefs for a November ballot, which is what I think will all happen here, is, I believe, Gold, that they will come on here and they will say, vote for this or we're leaving. Here you go, Jackson County. Vote for this or we're gone. That's what I actually think is going to take place. I think this is like, hey, we're on our own now. We're leaving you outside of this. Either you can vote for this or we're going to take off. And that's up to you guys. And then the Chiefs are like, we're no fault here at all. We have told you again, we will stay here given the opportunity, given the chance to do so. We're planning, come on, just give us a chance. We'll stay, but you have to vote for it in order to do it. That's what I think this entire setup and play is for, which is,
well, leverage is being used for sure.
And leverage is being used certainly outside of that. And that's, I think the Royals are a lot closer to just saying, this is where we're going. And I really do think, even though, you know, like, I know it could still go a couple different ways, I'm pretty sure that they're going to try to squeeze a November ballot. They're going to take the Missouri money, and just as long as Jackson County gives them the money they want for a renovation, Arrowhead will live all on its own down there. The question I still have is, were the Royals the biggest problem with that vote? Or now that, like, the threat of leaving is more real, will that make it, will the Royals have to accept Kansas's money to make it seem more likely? Let's just say the Royals announce they're going to stay in Missouri. Mm-hmm. I don't care where.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it 16 points different just not having the Royals on it? Or because they're like, we're going to take the Kansas money if you don't vote for it. Is that enough to swing the vote? That's the part I'm not sure about.
Yeah, I mean, well, then the other part of the equation would be, still be, and I guess the correct answer is, hey, initially you were trying to be transparent about the process, et cetera, but if the Royals end up just going to Washington Square Park, and if it's true that they don't need a public vote to get the city claims to move some money around to make it work, well, then it's like, well, why did you even go through with the whole process for the public vote to begin with the very first time? You were trying to go through the public process. I get it. That's probably the answer. But, like, well, you could have saved yourself a lot of this mess and everything if you just would have settled that initially. But I think, it's leverage. I mean, if you were a Jackson County resident, you guys can text in. Tell us. I don't live in Jackson County. You tell me. 913-586-7965. If you knew, let's say the Chiefs went to a November ballot for a renovated Arrowhead. If you knew 2 months prior to that the Royals said they were leaving for Kansas, would that make you even more likely or likely at all to vote for the Chiefs, knowing that, hey, you already quote unquote lost a team? Sure. Would you want to risk losing both, kind of thing? And for the record, I don't think both teams are going to Kansas. I would be shocked at that at this point in time. I really would. I think one is staying in Missouri. Which one? We can debate back and forth. Everybody's trying to guess a little bit.
I don't think they're losing both. No. But
I told you, though, I think you and I are on the same page on this in general. I have never, as much as I love Arrowhead, totally love it. First sporting venue I've ever been to in my life. I've gone to more games there than any other sports venue in my entire life. I don't get putting now it's $1.4 billion, I guess, on the proposed renovation towards a stadium of its age. It doesn't make any sense to me. But same. We all know some of the debate for the Hunt family is that, hey, this is their legacy. Their dad obviously brought the team, built this state. That's a whole different conversation for them than it is from those on the outside. And I know there's a lot of you listening that are dead set on them staying at Arrowhead too. So it's a debated topic for a reason. It's a tough decision to make. I'm just saying personally, I don't believe in putting $1.4 billion into a stadium of that age, but that is just me. So I've always preferred a new stadium.
But you'd probably still, like, if you lived in Jackson County, you'd probably still vote for it versus them.
Oh, I would have voted for it last April.
Yeah. Like, I guess, and that's where I kind of want to know where the fans are, at least on this end. But I think that they're going to make, maybe they think that'll be too off-putting to their fans. This all feels like the setup for voter, we're leaving, and just telling Kansas, we're leaving. Or at the very least, maybe that's not the ad campaign gold. Maybe they don't sit up in an ad and be like,
they're not going to have it as blunt as that.
On November, if you don't vote, we're going to Kansas. But I can tell you all, like, I feel like at the very least, there'll be people like Nate Taylor or Matt Evans or the people who've been consistently reporting on this stuff saying the thought internally is if this vote fails, they're just going to take the Kansas money and build their stadium there.
I think it'd be very obvious. I think most people would be able to infer that without, they don't have to have even a blunt version of the campaign.
But why not do it blunt? Like, if that's what your plan is, that's how you really get the vote.
Because you, as much as it's implied, you don't publicly in a campaign from a PR perspective want to threaten your voters and your fans. That's why.
You're saying that would go over poorly.
Yes.
Mm, okay. Look, I mean, I get it. Someone says I'm voting for it regardless. The economic good of the stadiums. I am voting for them regardless. The economic good of the stadiums is a lie, according to them. Look, here's the part. The one part where I'm kind of torn on this is I do think that they inflate the numbers. I'm not going to try to pretend that that's the case. I think they try to do it. I really don't think that it could just be like an entire mess of an economic situation in fairness if given that all these cities and municipalities and states go for it. Does that make some sense, right? Like, can't be like a total economic disaster if every state, every city, every county is constantly fighting for these teams.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we've looked at other events. Like, if it wasn't for Arrowhead, just even as it is currently, and they already have renovated, as we all know, one time. If that renovation didn't occur, the World Cup would not be coming next summer. If the airport wasn't done, the World Cup would not be coming. And if the airport maybe doesn't get done, if the draft's not coming. My point is that the fact that the Chiefs exist in the state of Missouri is why other events and other things have come to the city. It's not just directly the Chiefs on a Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead, what money that brings in terms of travel. It is everything else around it. I would also say that in the Chiefs case, we all know the 1% earnings tax. It's not Jackson County, right? That's a KCMO 1% earnings tax. That is real money that walks out the door across the state if they were to leave, right? If they were to leave. That is money you're never making up. That's not just football, as you know, Cody. That's concert performers' revenue or income. That's 1% of all the 1% of everything, you know, that is happening there at Arrowhead, basically, from a athlete, a performer, etc.
All that stuff moves to the other side of the state line and obviously has some sort of economic benefit in order to, you know, these teams or these states and these counties in order to do.
Someone says you have no idea what Jackson County did to its taxpayers. No, we've talked plenty about the personal property mess. And I believe in terms of Frank White, I believe they're like 200 or 300 signatures away from trying to get the recall thing going. I have no idea how that's going to turn out. But no, we have talked about the ridiculousness of property taxes and how that has played a role in this. For sure, it's something we've brought up before.
Nobody here is making an argument that Jackson County, and that's, again, why I think it's a tough climb. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I don't think it's a sure 100% that it passes in November if they went back to a ballot.
I
Chiefs
think
only.
The Chiefs seem, I guess this is the arrogance of it. The Chiefs seem to think that the issue is that the Royals were gumming up the works. And I'm not saying that the Royals weren't part of the reason they lost, because their lack of information on their downtown site and choosing the less popular downtown site and some of the noise that came with that obviously played some sort of factor in this. But no, I also just don't think that I thought the Chiefs renovation plan was equally as big a part of the problem. So unless they're planning on revealing, and I think they are, a more fan-friendly or popular plan to renovate Arrowhead, I don't think it's going to pass. I think if they just rolled out the same bag of bones they just did, and they're like, here's a concrete pathway, a tarp over the top of the upper deck, and a bunch of suites, I don't think it'll pass. I think they better come with something else.
Well, this renovation, they've already, the 1.4 is a significant increase from the renovation plan last April. That's also the difference, too.
Some of that's just cost too, right?
Sure, some of it is, but that's a significant increase from the renovation that they proposed back in April of 2024.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm just saying, how different is it going to look in your mind?
We'll talk more about the stadium stuff a little bit later on as well. But that was just, we were just getting caught up on it as we were not here on Friday. Wanted to give some thoughts on that. We'll take your text, 913-586-7965.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
shades, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.